It's Monday, November 19th, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast where typically I play songs and bands you might have otherwise missed, but not so today. No, this is a special guest-hosted bonus episode of the show. It's going to be hosted by a friend of mine named Rob Walker, who is a very prolific writer. He writes about fascinating things for all sorts of sources, blogs, the New York Times Magazine, books, etc. And if you haven't read him before, I highly advise checking him out because really like eye-opening stuff that he writes about, and I find it fascinating. I'm sure you will as well. But anyway, on this guest-hosted episode of the show, he's going to do something kind of unique where he's just going to play lots of different versions of just one song, which is a song he has a fascination with and he actually has an entire website about. Look for links to everything I talk about and, of course, he talks about on the Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. He's going to mention his own links, but I'll link to the same things too just to make it easy to find all the stuff that he talks about. All right, without further ado, let me hand over the reins to Rob Walker for his episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Hello, my name is Rob Walker. You might know me from the Consumed column that I write every week for the New York Times Magazine or from the related website that I run called Merkening.com, but probably not, and that's okay because it's not why I'm here. I'm here because I'm a fan of The Sounds in My Head and because a while ago Daniel did a New Orleans music episode that I liked a lot and I wrote to him afterwards. I used to live in New Orleans. And we sort of got to talking about the music of New Orleans, and in particular, my interest or sort of obsession with the song St. James Infirmary. And we decided at some point that it might make a really good or a really strange episode, The Sounds in My Head, for me to sort of dwell on that obsession for your benefit. So that's what this is going to be. And if you haven't heard the song St. James Infirmary, it's very closely associated with New Orleans. It's played pretty much by every local musician in the city. They all know it, and you hear it everywhere from the sort of street jazz funerals all the way to the famous New Orleans Jazz Fest. It's kind of a staple. And if you haven't heard it, I'm going to go ahead and play what I think is pretty much the definitive version of the tune, just to get things started so that we'll all know what we're talking about, or really what I'm talking about. Here it is.
St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over. She'll never find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight-leg shoes, box back coat and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the boys will know that I died standing pat. Thank you.
that, of course, was Louis Armstrong, recorded Chicago, December 12, 1928, performing St. James Infirmary. So now you know. And if you haven't heard the song before, if you weren't paying that much attention to the lyrics, it's basically a song about a guy dealing with the death of his lover, and she's stretched out on this long white table in the St. James Infirmary, and as you'd expect, he's very sad-sounding about it, and says, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. But then, the interesting thing about the song is it takes this sort of weird turn. He says, she can search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find another man like me, which is kind of a weird sentiment. And then he starts talking about his own requests for his funeral, and, you know, make sure I'm dressed real snazzy and a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the fellows will know I died standing pat. It's sort of inappropriate stuff to be talking about to the corpse of your loved one. So the words are only part of what has hooked me into this song and made me so obsessed with it over the years. It's also a really wonderful tune, and the reason I keep coming back to it is because so many different performers have done so many nice things with the tune. And I'm going to talk more about the song after we hear a couple of very different versions that are instrumentals. This first one is Jack Teagarden, although there's some interesting chatter from the host of this performance he's doing at some place called Club Hangover in New York back in the day. And it's a very nice rendition, so let's check that out.
St. James Infirmary. We're just going to have to take a moment out here in the air and describe that to Our radio audience, who couldn't see what was going on, Jack disassembled his trombone and used the forward portion of same, blowing instead of the sound coming out into the bell, it came out into a glass that he employs for this purpose. A rather special glass, I might add. It seems to be slightly frosted on the bottom here. I don't know whether it works just as well with a clear glass or not. But it... Oh, he gets a fuzzy tone with a frosty glass. Very good. Anyway, that's been a Jack Teagarden special for many years. You must come down here to Club Hangover one of these evenings, Monday through Saturday, and see him do this with this tune and several others. We're on Bush Street above Powell. No door or cover charge, and I think you'll enjoy Jack Teagarden and his band. Of course, we're closed tomorrow night, but Monday night, along with Don Ewell, the whole gang will be here, and we hope to see you. And now we have lots of time to exercise our ingenuity on the concluding tune, Jack. So, supposing you all have your way with That's a Plenty.
As you may have guessed, was Perez Prado. If you know his music, you know it when you hear it. And his version of St. James Infirmary, a little bit different, came my way thanks to Doug Shulkin, who does the excellent show on WFMU called Give the Drummer Some. It's on Friday mornings on WFMU or live and archived at WFMU.org. You should check it out. Doug is somebody else that I basically bugged the same way that I bugged Daniel after I became a fan of his podcast. That's one of the ways that I deal with my thirst for St. James Infirmary information, is bothering people who know more about music than I do. Also, though, another cool thing is that I get a lot of tips from readers who come across this essay that I wrote online. And this was part of a series of essays that I wrote when I lived in New Orleans. And the series was called The Letter from New Orleans, and later it became a book. called Letters from New Orleans. And the piece that I wrote about St. James Infirmary and my interest in it and my research into it and so on, all kinds of people from all around the world stumble across that thing, and they send me email about versions of the song or information about its history. And this next version is something that came about that way, that actually a reader told me about. I didn't believe it, that this existed, but then he actually sent it to me, and it does exist. One of the things that people speculate a lot about when they're examining St. James Infirmary is, well, where's St. James Infirmary? Where's the original place? And there are all kinds of theories on that. And one thing I can assure you before we hear this is that the theory that's offered in this tune is the most ridiculous one that I've heard. So here it is. It's St. James Infirmary as interpreted by Andy Griffith.
This is a piece called the St. James Infirmary. Now, I don't know exactly where it is. They is on Route 66 in St. James, Missouri. There's a St. James Federal Hospital that I know about. Now, why they put Yankees in the South, I don't know, but it's all right, I guess. Some of the boys claim now that St. James Infirmary itself is a hospital in hell. Now, I don't know, never having been there. You ready, boys? All right. It was down in old Joe's bar room. Now, that's on the corner, you know, by the square. The drinks were served as usual, and the usual crowd was boozing there. Now, on my left stood Big Joe McKnight, and in his eyes, it was just his bloodshot red from drinking a crying one. Now, he turned to the crowd that was standing around him there, and they claim this is what he said. I went down to the St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. She may be, she may search this wide world over, never find as sweet a man as me. I'll take two. $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I'm standing pat. I want 6 crap shooters for pallbearers, a chorus girl to sing me a song. Put a jazz band on my hearse wagon to give my fit as we roam along. And now you've heard my story, I'll take one more shot of booze. If anyone should happen to ask you, well, I've got these lonely gambler blues. Oh, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she may search this whole wide world over, she'll never find a sweeter man as me. Yes, let her go.
Infirmary to see my little baby that she go, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, you may search this whole wide world over, but you'll never find another sweetheart like me. Patch your bones and put them back together. Tell your mama that you're somebody new. Feel the breeze blow and tell him, oh, look out, here it comes. Now I can say whatever I feel like to you. Then get me six crap shooting pallbearers. Let a chorus girl sing me a song.
That was the White Stripes from their first record, doing St. James Infirmary. Before I say anything else about that, I wanted to say one other thing about the Andy Griffith version. He has that long preamble about old Joe's on the square, so on and so forth. He didn't make that up. That is something that many traditional versions of the song that follow more from its blues tradition always tend to include some version of that. Jack White didn't do it, which I guess just shows that Andy Griffith is a bit more of a blues purist than Jack White. Or maybe there's another explanation. In any case, Jack White did add a verse that I think he made up, and also he has at the very beginning, I don't know if you caught it, he says, "Oh, Coco," and that's a reference to a cartoon, a very famous Betty Boop cartoon, a very surreal, very strange cartoon that I'll put a link up to that on the No Notes site so you can check it out. It's very weird and I really recommend it. It's a clown named Coco about halfway through appears and does this version of the song. It's really Cab Calloway's take that the clown is pretending to sing. And Cab Calloway's take, probably apart from Armstrong, the most famous one, and his phrasing and so on, Jack White really is heavily influenced by the Calloway version in his performance of it. Now, as long as we're on this kind of blues theme right now, because the song, in addition to its place in many jazz repertoires, is also very much a blues song, here's Snooks Eaglin performing it. This version is from 1959, a Smithsonian Folkways recording, called New Orleans Street Singer Snooks Eaglin. Today he's not a street singer, he's a big, huge local star, and you might catch him at Jazz Fest sometime playing on a big stage before many, many fans. Here it is.
I was down to St. James at Farmer. See if my baby's there. She was stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, so fast. Let her go, let her go. God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this whole wide world over and never find another man like me. When I die, you could bury me in Edmund Clapp's shoes. Stash back with a $20 hat. Put a $20 gold piece in my pocket. And let the fellas know I died standing fast. let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this whole wide world over and never find another man like me.
I started writing a song in 29, but I didn't finish it. I didn't finish it until 1932. Mr. Williams, his name was Jesse Williams. See, he got shot here on Colton Street. And after he getting shot, I taken him home. He was sick about 3 weeks after I taken him home, sick from the shot. And so he give me this request. And then he wanted me to play this over his grave. That I did. See, I had to steal music from every which way to get it, to get it to fit. But I messed it up anyway, somehow or other, just to suit him. I finally played what he wanted, but he got everything he wanted but the women from Atlanta. He didn't get the women from Atlanta. Because it was too far for him to come. He's buried in New York. I take him there in ambulance. Cost me $282.85. The man charged me to take him home. But he was able. His father gave him anything he wanted. Give him everything he wanted but the women in Atlanta. He didn't have the 16 women, the 22 women out the Hamilton Hotel. He didn't have that. He didn't have the 29 out of North Atlanta. And he didn't have the 26 off South Bell, that which might be called Hill Street. That's where he hung out at, you know, during his women-loving time, you know. After getting shot, I carried him home. I sit by his bedside every day. And he would tell me what he wanted. I would tell his daddy. So after he died, daddy said, well, everything he wanted, I'm going to get it. So he got everything about it but the women from Atlanta. So I had to play the Dying Crapshooter's Blues. That's what I was supposed to name it. Little Jesse was a gambler, night and day. He used crooked cards and dice. Sinful guy, good-hearted, but had no soul. Heart was hard and cold like ice. Jesse was a wild, reckless gambler, won a gang of change. Although of many gambling art, he led in vain. Began to spend and lose his money, began to be blue. Sad and all alone, his heart had even turned to stone. What broke Jesse's heart while he was blue and all alone? Sweet Loreen had packed up and gone. Police walked up and shot my friend Jesse down. Boys, I gotta die today. He had a gang of crap shooting gambles at his bedside. Here are the words he had to say. Yes, I ought to know. Exactly how I wanna go. How you wanna go, Jesse? 8 crap shooters to be my pallbearers. Let them be veiled down in black. I want 9 men going to the graveyard, Bubba, and 8 men coming back. I want the gang of gamblers gathered around my coffin's eyes, crooked card printed on my hearse. Don't say the crap shooters are never grave over me. My life been a doggone curse. Send poker players to the graveyard. Dig my grave with the ace of spades. I want 12 police in my funeral march. I shall have playing blackjack leading the parade. I want the judges to list of who jailed me 14 times. Put a pair of dice in my shoes. Then what? Let a deck of cards be my tombstone. I got the dying crap shooter's blues. 16 real good crap shooters. 16 bootleggers to sing a song. 16 racket men gambling. Cover 10 bar while I'm rolling along. He wanted 22 women out of the Hampton Hotel, 26 off of South Bell, 29 women out of North Atlanta. No, little Jesse didn't pass out so swell. His head was aching, heart was thumping. Little Jesse went to hell, bouncing and jumping. Folks, don't be standing around old Jesse crying. He wants everybody to do the Charleston. Why is he dying? One foot up, a toenail dragging. Throw my buddy Jesse in the hoodoo wagon. Come here, mama, with that can of booze. The dying crap shooters leaving the world. The dying crap shooters going down slow. With the dying crap shooters blues.
That's Blind Willie McTell performing, technically, not St. James Infirmary, but rather the Dying Crapshooters Blues, but you'll probably recognize that there's some overlap there. And this kind of gets at the essence of what I ended up writing about when I did my research into St. James Infirmary and trying to figure out where did it come from and who wrote it. The answers are very complex and go probably back to the 18th century ballad called The Unfortunate Rake, which is also kind of the antecedent for other songs you might have heard, such as Streets of Laredo, sometimes known as Cowboy's Lament, or there's another song that Feist actually covered recently called When I Was a Young Girl, that also traces back to The Unfortunate Rake. And very much in the folk tradition, the traditional tradition, as they say, of these songs that get changed and added to and recreated over many years. And in this case, one of the sort of tributaries, as it were, of The Unfortunate Rake leads to St. James Infirmary. Kind of amazing that someone managed to claim writing credit, to claim the copyright on St. James Infirmary, but someone did, and that was Irving Mills under the pseudonym Joe Primrose. But I think it's fair to say that the thing that Blind Willie McTell says in the long-spoken introduction to his version of it here, when he mentions having stolen from every witch away to get to this thing that he's calling the Dying Crapshooters Blues, I think that that more accurately captures the essence of the song and its history. And you can read all about that and about the Bob Dylan connection that probably some of you are wondering about, since there's a Bob Dylan song called Blind Willie McTell, and yes, there is a connection there, but I'm tired of talking about the past. You can read about that on the NoNotes.wordpress.com website. I'll put a link to that essay where all of this is explored in excruciating detail. The thing that I want to say is that this song is still alive. It's not just an old song. It's a song that is constantly being covered and reinterpreted, and particularly in New Orleans, is a very sort of vital and alive thing performed by upcoming new musicians all the time. This example is just someone who we happened to see perform the song when we lived in New Orleans, and whose recording of it is readily available. It's Ingrid Lucia and the Flying Neutrinos, joined in this version by another very well-known local musician in New Orleans called James Andrews. So check it out. Standing there.
ever stop moaning? When will I ever smile? My baby went and left me. He'd be gone a long, long while. I felt so blue and heartbroken. What am I living for? My baby went and left me, never to come back no more.
Heart, 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 got your baby. Heart, 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 gonna get you.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. Grown. I felt so broken hearted. He used to be my own.
Let him go, God bless him. Whatever he may do, he can't look this wide world over, and he won't ever find a sweet gal like you.
I tried to keep from crying. My heart fell just like lead. He was all I had to live for. I wish that it was me instead.
That was Lily Tomlin. She performed the song on the first season of Saturday Night Live, and basically, having seen it, I have no idea what the point of it was. It seems pretty much like they had a few minutes to fill, and they just decided to do that song. All the male members of the band were wearing nurse outfits. It didn't make any sense at all, and it's pretty bad. Sorry about that. I'll make it up to you here in a minute by playing you one more really good one. But first, let me just tell you quickly, the music that I talked over was St. James Infirmary, or Part A of Number 2 by Peter Brotzman and Die Like a Dog, thanks to Frank Mannix for that. St. James Infirmary by Babyface Ouellette, thanks to Jeff Stark. St. James Infirmary by Mark Rebo. St. James Infirmary by the Main Squeeze Orchestra, thanks to Daniel Dunham for that one. And St. James Infirmary by The Ventures. And this in the background now is St. James Infirmary, actually a player piano version, going off a roll created by a guy named J. Lawrence Cook, who was evidently a rock star of that form back in the days when player piano roles were a big business. Or maybe rock star is not the right way to put it, but never mind. Thanks to Robert W. Harwood for pointing me to this version, and thanks to Neil for the Andy Griffith version, and to anybody else I should have thanked. I promise something good, so here it is. This might be my very favorite version. It's Jimmy Rogers performing a song that you might think is St. James Infirmary, but is actually titled here, Those Gambler's Blues. Thanks for listening.
Drinking liquor, the regular crowd was there. I walked out on the sidewalk, began walking around. I looked everywhere, I thought she'd be, but my baby couldn't be found. I passed by the big infirmary. I heard my sweetheart moan. Gee, it hurts me to see you here, 'cause you know you used to be my home. I goes on out to see the doctor. Your gal is low, he said. I went back to see my baby. Good God, she was lying there dead. Hey, ho, ho, ho. Ooh. Hey, hey, ho, ho, ho. Hey, ho, hey. So I strolled on back to the barroom. I drank good whiskey till night, 'cause it hurt me so to see my gal lying there so cold, so white. She's gone, God bless her. She's mine wherever she may be. She has rambled this wide world over, but she never found a pal like me. 16 cold black horses, all hitched up in line. In that pretty buggy she's riding, goodbye, old gal of